Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy. All of what you've done in my life. But above all else, give me yourself. Lord, teach me how to rest in you. Teach me how to lean on you, but I don't know which way to go. When my body is wrecked with pain, so many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Is in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his own. In the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. That's where he shows his own in the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Overflow.
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 Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, body is wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his own. In the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Overflow.
get in the overflow.
Thank you. your hands, everybody. Come on.
Oh, Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this afternoon, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude on this afternoon, Father God, confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We come on this afternoon embracing the gifts of this brand new day. Father God, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on today, Father God, for we realize that it did not have to be. But Father God, it is only because you said so, Father God, and we want to say thank you, Father God, for your love that surpasses all understanding. We want to say thank you, Father God, for how you continuously look beyond our faults and supply our needs according to your riches and glory. We come to say thank you, Father, that you are faithful to us at all times, even when we come short on our end. Father God, we want to say thank you for your compassions that faileth not. Father God, and we want to say thank you for squashing every evil agenda, satanic agenda, every satanic plot, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up and devised. Oh, Father God, to squash us, Father God, and our loved ones. But Father God, you said no. We thank you that we are being upheld, Father God, by your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Great and wonderful, wonderful and great and mighty. Father God, we say thank you for Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, our chief intercessor and the propitiator for all of our sins. We come to say thank you for the precious Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, directing us into all truths. Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your angels. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for an open heaven. We thank you for a roof over our heads. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Father God, we bless you, Father God, for favor, grace, mercy, and love. Father God, we just want to give you praise, hallelujah, for all things, in all things. We give you praise because no one else is worthy. No one else gets the glory. No one else gets the honor. Hallelujah. It is all because of you, Father God, and the gift that you gave us through your one and only son, Jesus, and how Jesus gave his life, Father God, and was resurrected back again, and he lives, and he still lives, and he'll always live, and we will always live with him. And so, Father God, thank you for the divine connection through faith, oh, Father God, and grace. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the calling. We thank you for the answer. We thank you for the direction, the provisions. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, for our audience, our global audience around the globe. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in China and Africa, Father God, hallelujah, and Canada and Brazil and Russia, Father God, Ukraine, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all around the world, Father God, as they are listening in on today, we say thank you for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, United States of America. Father God, we say thank you that there's no time and distance in the spirit. And so, Father God, we can come together on this platform that you have ordained to reach, Father God, an audience that you have ordained with a word, Father God, that will never return unto you void, but will always accomplish everything, absolutely, absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you and we say thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as I stand before you and stand before your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for forgiving me for all of my sins. I thank you for blood washing me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing resting upon me, Father God, hallelujah. that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is acceptable in your sight. Father God, I ask that you anoint the ears of the hearers, for faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Anoint their ears to hear, their hearts to receive. But Father God, you say, how can they hear, hallelujah, without the preacher? And how can the preacher preach unless the preacher was sent? So Father God, it's all because of you, from beginning to end, the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We lift Jesus up higher and higher and higher and higher. We commit this service into your hands, Father. Hallelujah. And we ask that you would have your way today, every day, Father God. For it's in you we live, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. And we do give your name praise. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to give God some praise on this afternoon. Oh, glory be to the living God. We want to give God some praise, for we realize, hallelujah, that he's good. And if it had not been for the Lord on our side, oh, my God, where would we be? Hallelujah. This is our fellowship platform. Amen for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. And we bless him. And we magnify him. And we glorify him. We want to say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah for listening in. Thank you. Glory be to God that you didn't count it robbery, yet that you didn't discount the value of the opportunity. Amen. To call in. Maybe you're listening on your computer. Amen. Glory be to God on the internet. Maybe you're on your home phone. Maybe you're on your cell phone. Maybe you're on Skype. Wherever you are, hallelujah, we want you to know, hallelujah, you are with God right now because God is here. He is here. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah, at our Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank God for this platform on Blog Radio. We can't seem to get away from it. This ministry was birthed on Blog Talk Radio some 11 and a half years ago. And every time we try to get away from it, God brings us back. So guess what? We're going to park right here and be obedient until the Lord modifies the assignment. We're not going to try to keep up with everybody else. Hallelujah. What they are doing. Amen. We just want to do what the Lord has called us to do. Amen and amen. Why? Because God knows there's a message for you. And you are here with us today. And we say welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to our services. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. And it is my pleasure to serve the Lord in his kingdom. Hallelujah. On this, the Lord's day. The Lord's day. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to bless the Lord. We want to bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has been speaking to me about some things. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to, amen. The Lord wants us on Facebook, but amen. He didn't want us to rush to no Sunday thing. He didn't want that. That's not what the Lord was saying. Sometimes you got to slow up and see what the Lord is saying. The Lord's going to put us there on a Monday or a Tuesday night. Amen. Hallelujah. He's coming with a message. Glory be to God. Not when everybody else is running. Amen. To the platform. Amen. But hallelujah. He has observed. He has reserved. Amen. A day and an hour. Amen. For us. Amen. And I believe it's going to probably be a Tuesday evening. But nevertheless, hallelujah. Whatever time the Lord say, amen, hallelujah, and that'll be the time that it is, amen, and we blessed be the name of the Lord. I also see, amen, glory be to God, the Lord taking us from house to house, the Lord taking us from house to house for fellowship, amen, as we did some time ago, amen, glory be to God. I see the Lord doing that, amen. I see the Holy Spirit preparing me and preparing this ministry, amen, to go from house to house, amen, and have church, amen, as the apostles did, amen, in the beginning, glory be to God, and the growth was so outstanding. They had so many people, amen, glory be to God. Why? Because God got the glory, and they did what the Lord told them to do, amen. So we bless God. We want to thank God for the vision, amen, and when God gives us further instructions, amen. We have already told the Lord yes. Yes to his will and yes to his way. Amen and amen. In the book of Acts, chapter number three in Acts, want to do? Amen. Read a couple of verses in your hearing. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me. Acts chapter number three. Amen. In Jesus' name. Beginning. Amen. In verse number one. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gates of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to talk to you for a few minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. On a subject, supernatural sufficiency. Supernatural sufficiency. Amen. Hallelujah. And we blessed be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. Beloved, as we, amen, look, amen, at the first century Christians, amen, the apostles, amen, those who have walked with Jesus, amen, glory be to God, and we see so many miracles, amen, that had taken place. in our scripture today, coming out of the book of Acts, Jesus, amen, had been resurrected from the dead. Glory be to God. And when he was resurrected from the dead, he stayed around for 40 days. 40 days, glory be to God. He sat with the apostles and whatever else he did. But we know that he spent time with the apostles and with the disciples during that 40 days. The Bible even tells us that Jesus ate with them. So that goes to show that once we transition, we're going to be eating. We're going to be eating. It might not be the food you're accustomed to eat right now. Amen. But there's a manna in heaven. Amen. So we will be eating. Even the Bible speaks about angels' food. Amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, there was a lot of power. Amen. In the first century, there's a lot of Christian power. Amen. Glory be to God. When we examine the lives of the disciples, amen, we see here that they were sold out. They were sold out 100%. Amen. They had been made believers. They knew Jesus died, and they knew Jesus rose again, and that was all they needed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every ounce of their talent, every ounce of their treasure was given to Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wherever God sent them, wherever their feet tread, whosever house they went into, beloved, they didn't have church the way we are accustomed to have church, where we get dressed up and, you know, we go into the building. They didn't have that back then, beloved. They went from house to house. They went from your house. Next week, they was at my house. Next week, they was at somebody else's house, and everywhere the Lord sent them, in the house, in the street, glory be to God, hallelujah, walking from here to there, lives were changed, history was changed, glory be to God. Beloved, the truth of the matter is that the gospel cannot be contained to one corner of the world, and that is the blessing out of this pandemic, beloved, because the church is being forced to take the church outside the walls. The church is being forced now to take the church to social media. The church is being forced to take the church, amen, to global radio, where we were before the pandemic. So we before time here. Glory be to God. Huh? You cannot contain the gospel in one little building and one little storefront and one little cathedral and one little city block. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so everywhere the disciples went, from here to there to everywhere, and then God did send them far. Amen. Glory be to God. Lives was changed. Life was changed, beloved. The Bible says that the disciples, amen, glory be to God, modeled their behavior after Jesus Christ. Amen, because Jesus Christ, amen, beloved, taught. But if you read in Acts chapter number 1, it says that Jesus, the things that he did and taught. So he just didn't teach, but he did, see, and he taught what he did. Oh, my God. He was not a hypocrite. See, some people try to teach something they don't do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But here he did and he taught. But Jesus said, I'm going back up now and I'm going to ascend, amen, to my Father, amen, to sit on the right-hand side of the Father, amen, to take my seat. And David had already prophesied that, amen, when he said, my Lord said unto my Lord, amen, hallelujah, sit here on my right hand. Amen. David had, amen, prophesied years before Jesus came. Hallelujah. On Jesus' resurrection. But Jesus said, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave you a comfort. I'm going to leave you a comforter. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. He didn't say the word Holy Spirit, and he said the word Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is not a scary word. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Beloved, the purpose, amen, of God's precious Holy Ghost. It's God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the precious Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, God in three persons, God with three distinct personalities. Amen. One God, one baptism, one faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God with three personalities. He said, I'm leaving you. He said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to leave you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost comes to comfort. The Holy Ghost comes to guide us. Amen, in the way of truth, so that we might know the truth. But the Holy Ghost's job is to remind us of Jesus' words. Amen. The Holy Ghost's job is to give the right words to say. Amen. The Holy Ghost is to fill us with that power, that dunamis power, that power to shred on serpents and scorpions, wherein nothing shall by any means hurt us. That power to heal the sick, the power to perform miracles, the power, beloved, to walk through the fire, to walk through the flood, the power to speak to the mountain and command the mountains to move, that power. Glory be to God. He said, you're going to get it. Beloved, hallelujah. But it didn't happen right away. He said, now there's some instructions that you have to obey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, we see here that before, amen, the apostles were baptized, amen, with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as outlined in the book of Acts, chapter number 1 and 2, we see that they had a prayer life. We see that before anything happened, beloved, amen, you can read throughout these two chapters, and you will see on numerous times where the scriptures make reference to their prayer life. They prayed. They prayed. They prayed in the morning. They prayed in the noonday. They prayed at night. Amen. They was praying. Amen. Praying, praying, praying. And not just one person praying for everybody. Everybody was praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They was praying for one another. Amen. They was praying for the world. They was praying for, they just prayed. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord said before, amen, he released the Holy Ghost. Amen, that they had to be together in one place, in one place. They couldn't be scattered. Right now, amen, in our service, I may be in Philadelphia, you might be in New York, somebody else might be in Georgia, somebody else might be in China, but guess what? We're together in one place, one place. Oh, yeah, 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 hallelujah. We're in the tabernacle. Why? Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. Hallelujah, glory be to the living God. This is why, glory be to God, I'm here in Philadelphia, somebody else in New York, and we can come together and touch and agree. Hallelujah, you don't have to be in the same room to touch and agree. Oh, my God, you're together in one place. Now, glory be to God. Very, very interesting. Amen. We see in Acts 1:14. We see in Acts 2:46. Amen. The third chapter of Acts. When you read throughout the books of Acts, you will find, amen, one interesting point. Amen, beloved. The Bible says they was on one accord. They was on one accord. They was in agreement. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, they agreed. They agreed. They agreed on the gospel. They agreed on Jesus. They agreed on the word. They agreed on the power. They agreed on the Godhead. They agreed. They agreed on the mission. They agreed, amen, that souls was of utmost importance. They agreed. There was no arguing. There was no fighting. Glory be to God. There was no dissension. Glory be to God. Come on now. Even if somebody woke up in a bad mood, amen, they agreed. They was on one accord. It was unity. Hallelujah. So we see here, glory be to God, that before the power showed up, amen, before the Holy Ghost showed up,
amen, that they was all on one accord in prayer. They was all on one accord in one place in the spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. On one accord. And then in chapter 2, verse 42, the Bible says they continued. They continued. They didn't give up. They didn't say, well, where's the blessing? Should have been here by now. Come on now. The day's Tuesday. It should have came on Monday. They didn't get tired of waiting on God. Come on now. Somebody said, I'm not tired yet. They didn't get tired. They didn't throw in the towel. They didn't say, man, I'm quitting. Man, I'm going home. Man, I'm going home to see my wife. I'm going home to see my husband. Because the Bible says in chapter 2:46, now, then not only was the disciples there, but the women was there too. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. And beloved, hallelujah, the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, the power fell. Oh, the fire fell. The Holy Ghost came in like a mighty rushing wind when they was on that second floor. In that building on the second floor in the upper room. Hey, my God, Jesus, thank God for higher heights. Hallelujah. Came in. Hallelujah. The dunamis power, that Christian power, that God power. My God, how's that resurrection power? The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the grave was the same spirit. Amen. That made introduction to them on that day of Pentecost. Oh, beloved, let me tell you, hallelujah, that was the turnaround. Hallelujah, that was the difference. Oh, the power makes the difference. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we find out, beloved, amen. I encourage you, amen, to read the first three chapters of Acts, and you will find out, hallelujah, oh, how powerful the Lord is. We will also see, beloved, amen, that there was divine sufficiency during, amen, this time. Hallelujah. If there was divine sufficiency because the church was functioning as God intended, just the way God intended, they was functioning in unity. And we saw that there was divine sufficiency even during a time of a recession. Come on now. During a time of great financial crisis, beloved, because they was on one accord, the Bible tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. If anybody had lack, if anybody needed food, they said, come on over my house and get something to eat. If anybody needed clothes, if they come on over my house, glory be to God, I got some clothes in my closet. Come pick something out. Oh, glory. If anybody need money, matter of fact, they said, beloved, amen, they put all their resources together in a big pot. Amen, glory be to God, that whenever the need arose, there was money in the pot. They gave sacrificially. And not only that, they gave beyond their ability to give. Yeah, my God, but everybody was making a contribution. Hallelujah. And beloved, the Bible says God met their needs and there was no lack. In a time of recession, glory be to God, Christian power, supernatural sufficiency, life in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because of this dunamis power, they had already been baptized in the Holy Ghost. They was walking in the power. There was no lack. Hallelujah. There was on one accord. Hallelujah. The scripture goes on to tell us, beloved, amen, in third chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. That there was this lame man. Amen. From birth. Amen. He wasn't in an accident. Glory be to God, but he was born lame. He was born with this deficiency. He was born handicapped. Glory be to God. They would carry him to the beautiful gate at the temple because he knew, glory be to God, that the men and women of God would be going into the temple, amen, to pray. They prayed 3 times a day, beloved. They prayed 9 o'clock in the morning. They prayed 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they prayed in the evening. The man couldn't walk, so they had to carry him. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, have you ever been in a situation, amen, and maybe I'm talking to somebody right now, hallelujah, that you can't walk. You can't walk in the spirit. You can't walk because of your circumstances. Glory be to God. You're so heavy, laden. You're crippled. Amen. Glory be to God. You're challenged. Amen. You're malformed. The glory be to God. The weight is too heavy. You can't walk. Amen. And you need somebody to carry you. Maybe some of you have been having some people that's been carrying you for a long time now. Maybe your spouse is carrying you. Your parents are carrying you. Your children are carrying you. Your neighbors are carrying you. Maybe the government and the welfare system is carrying you. Glory be to God. Why? Because you're too weak to walk on your own. Glory be to God. So you have somebody carrying you. And you're so impoverished that you're begging. The Bible says that this man was a beggar. Glory be to God, begging, always looking for a handout. Amen, for his excuse, because he was handicapped. Do you know anybody, glory be to God, hallelujah, that's always begging? Always begging. Matter of fact, family members and friends turn the cell phone off. Put the I'm not home sign on the front of the door, because they know when they see, amen, when they hear from you, amen, it's going to be, amen, can you help me? Can you give me? Can you help me? Can you give me? Can you help me? Can you give me? Well, this was this man's situation. Now, every day, amen, this is how he was to make his a substance and his living, amen, by begging after somebody had carried him to the temple. But the Bible says, after the disciples had been unctioned by the Holy Ghost, after they had been baptized with the Holy Ghost, after they had been baptized with the power, the Bible says that this crippled man, amen, he saw the power. He saw Peter, amen, glory be to God, and John going into the temple to pray. And he was out there, glory be to God, doing like he normally do. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And he asked them, he said, brothers, can you help? Can you help me out? Can you help me out? Glory be to God. Beloved, this man happened to be in the right place at the right time on this day. Oh, glory be to God. He didn't know Peter and John was going to come walking by. Beloved, let me tell you, sometimes God will have you stationed at the right place at the right time. Oh, glory be to God. God sees your handicap. God sees your struggle. God sees the need. God sees your pain. God sees your tears. God sees that you're in a situation where you can't help yourself. Oh, God sees you're in a situation where you don't know what to do. Oh, glory be to God, where you feel so helpless. Hallelujah. This was this man's situation. Oh, glory be to God. But Peter and John, hallelujah, when he spoke to Peter and John, they said, I tell you what, they look on us. They said, look me in the eye. Oh, my God, Jesus. Let me tell you something, beloved. God has somebody to bless you. God has somebody to help you. God has sent somebody down your street. God has sent somebody down your avenue. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Peter and John said, look here. They said, we money. I know you're looking for money. They said, we don't have no money to give you. Glory be to God. They said, but what we have is more than money. Oh, glory be to God. They was talking out of the power of the Holy Ghost. They said, we got more than money. They said, we got something much better than money. Glory be to God. Beloved, we often ask God to solve a small problem, but he wants to give us a whole new life. Glory be to God, and help us with all our problems. Sometimes we're asking God to solve one small problem, and God wants to help us with all of our problems. Glory be to God. Sometimes we ask God for what we want. want. But beloved, don't be surprised when he gives you what you really need. Glory be to the living God. They said, we got something much more than money. Hallelujah. He said, get up and walk. Get up and walk. And the Bible says that Peter stretched out his right hand, hallelujah, not to give the beggar, hallelujah, hallelujah, a hand out, but to give the beggar a hand up. Glory be to God. I've come to tell you that God is somebody down your avenue to bless you. God has sent somebody down your avenue right when you thought it was over, right when you thought it was done, right when you was about to call it quits. God has sent somebody full of the Holy Ghost down your avenue to give you a hand up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He took that beggar by the hand, and the Bible says he helped him up, help him to stand up on his own. He's done something now that he had never done before. Glory be to God, beloved. When you're, hallelujah, in the Lord's timing, God will cause you to do something you never did before. Live a lifestyle that you never lived before. Have an experience that you never experienced before. Grant you favor that you've never seen before. Here, this man was standing up on his own two feet, something he had never, ever done in his life. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that his feet and his ankles immediately strengthened. Immediately. How can you be lame all your life and then stand up on your feet and in the same moment receive strength to stand? Beloved, that's because, amen, hallelujah, that power was transferred. The Holy Ghost power is transferred. The dunamis power of God is transferred. Transferred. Hallelujah. He received that. When Peter touched him, that dunamis power was transferred into his life and caused him to stand up on his own two feet. Beloved, let me tell you, when you get a dose of the Holy Ghost, you can stand up on your own two feet. Glory be to God. You'll get the strength to stand, the strength to walk, to do something you never did before. It's in the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that this man, hallelujah, that was lame all his life, he was so happy. He was so happy. He started jumping. He went from lame to jumping. Hallelujah. He stood up on his own two feet and he began walking. Not only did he begin walking, he began leaping and praising God. Oh my God, suke, 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 suke. Hallelujah. He gave God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, who is exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. God, who is able to do the impossible. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. This man had experienced a miracle, the miracle working the power of God, because the disciples, amen, had did what the Lord had called them to do. Hallelujah. And now they were going forth. Hallelujah. Miracles being wrought. People who couldn't walk before can walk now. Glory be to God. Miracles being wrought. Why? Because they had the power, the wonder-working power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, beloved, the power is in God. All power belongeth to God. And the Bible says, beloved, that this man, when he started walking, he didn't go home. He didn't go to the speakeasy. He didn't go down to the strip club. He didn't go down to the whorehouse. He didn't go down to the drinking house. Amen. But they said he went into the temple. Come on, somebody. Ah, my God. He was healed for the glory of God. He went into the temple with Peter and John. They say, he said, you praying? I'm praying too. Matter of fact, when you keep reading, beloved, is that he latched himself. He latched himself to Peter and John. He was just so grateful. He was just so grateful. Glory be to God. And the people saw him walking. They knew he couldn't walk. They knew this man's testimony. He was born like this. They knew this man couldn't walk, but they saw him walking. They knew this man, hallelujah, was limited, but they saw him praising God, and they was absolutely astounded. Beloved, when you get a dose of the Holy Ghost, people who know your story, they know you've been broke for a long time. They know you've been sick. They know you've been challenged. They know you've been under the gun. They know your story. And when they see God bring you out in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when they see God turn your life around, hallelujah, in a second, hey, my God, Jesus, how they going to know it's God? They can't give nobody the glory but God, hallelujah, because God did it. Oh, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Thank God for a divine connection. Thank God for a divine connection. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. We celebrate this man, hallelujah, who was down and out, whose whole life was changed. If any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, we thank God for his life and the many other stories in the Bible. Amen. Where we can see the blind can now see, the lame walking. All type of miracles, amen, because of the power of the Holy Ghost, beloved, amen. This is what God wants to do in the world that we are living in today because, hallelujah, hallelujah, God is the same God today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and he changes not. So we celebrate his story. But, beloved, amen, hallelujah, as I close on this morning, hallelujah. The same way God used Peter and John, God wants to use you. The same way God used Peter, God used John. All they was doing was minding their business on the way to prayer. All they was doing was walking in the Holy Ghost. All they was doing, amen, was walking in the blessing. The Bible already says they was walking in the blessing because they had been in unity with the saints. All they was doing, amen, I was minding their business, and somebody interrupt them with a question and ask them, did they have a quarter? They didn't give them a quarter, but they gave them a display of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, God is calling us, hallelujah, to display his power in these powerless times. God is calling us to display his power, amen, when people are down and out, people are lame and blind, people are begging, people are disgusted, people are broke, people are contemplating suicide, people are under oppression, depression, glory be to God, lost and turned out, don't know which way to turn. For us to tell you, know what, I ain't got no money to give you, but I tell you, I got something better than some money. Hey, my God, Jesus. I don't have no drugs to give you, but I got something better than. I can't give you what you're looking for, but I can give you what you need. Oh, all you need. God's got it. He's got everything you need. Hey, my God. All you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Peter and John was able to display the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. not in the name of Buddha, not in the name of Muhammad, not in the name of the sun, not in the name of the moon, but in the name of Jesus Christ. By the authority of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Hey, my God, Jesus, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound up in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Healing through his power. See, it wasn't healing through Peter. It wasn't healing through John. It was healing through Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By using Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. The name carries a whole lot. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Peter showed who gave him the authority. I come to you in the authority of Jesus. Rise up now. Peter showed who gave him the authority to heal this man. Who gave him the power. Not by what Peter could do, but what God could do through Peter. Beloved, I come to tell you, amen, that God is looking for somebody to use. Jesus' name is not to be used as magic, but it must be used in faith. And when we pray in Jesus' name, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, I hear the drums and the keyboard right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus. Jesus. Precious Jesus, we have the victory. It was in Jesus' name, not in the apostles' name, but in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because Jesus received the glory. Jesus received the glory, saints. When the guys got up and started walking and dancing and leaping, hallelujah, he didn't give the apostles the glory. He gave Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. It is Jesus himself, beloved, not just merely the sound of his name, who gives our prayers their power. See, because, beloved, when we pray in Jesus' name, it's not the name of Jesus that does the healing. Jesus does the healing himself. Ooh, through his name. Supernatural sufficiency. Beloved, I come to encourage you today. Number one, if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, today is the day. It's the day right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. Give your heart to the Lord. Give your heart to the Lord. Father God, forgive me for being a sinner. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would save my soul. As I open up my heart and invite Jesus Christ to come in and live as my Lord and my Savior, to be my God, to be my friend, to direct me, to use me, Father, to go forth and declare your glory in all the earth. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is written in the book of life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, that's step number one. Step number two, all the disciples was already saved. Judas was even saved. The Bible says Judas fell. Some people say you can't lose your salvation. I think you need to read the scripture again. All right? Because Judas lost his salvation. The Bible says Judas fell. All the disciples were saved, but they hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Beloved, that goes to show that you can be saved and not baptized with the Holy Ghost. There were some conditions, amen, to be met, amen, before, amen, they had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Number one, they had to be in prayer. Number two, they had to be on one accord. They had to be in unity. Come on now, and continued. And they was baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power. It's the power. It's the power to look the devil in his face and tell him to back up. It's the power to speak to your circumstances. It's the power to go where the Lord is calling you to go and to do what the Lord is calling you to do. It's the power. It's the power. Hallelujah. It's the power. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to fill you today, saints. Confess your sins. Confess your sins. Confess your sins. Every sin of omission and every sin of commission, God is not going to fill no dirty glass. God's not going to fill no dirty glass. But you can't clean the glass. He can do the cleaning. See? But all you got to do, if he said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's what the Lord said. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you only speak in a foreign language just one time, hallelujah, glory be to God, you ain't got to understand. You don't have to understand. You might be speaking French or Spanish or one of those, amen, Creole languages, amen. Somebody said, amen, that our heavenly language, amen, is all the languages mixed up in one. We don't know, amen. If you only do that one time, hallelujah, that's your evidence right there. Hey, my God, Jesus. The power. That power. The power. Let me say this, and I'm finished. Let me say this. So, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I come to your house, and you give me a glass of juice. So, amen. So you fill it up almost to the top. You give it to me. I drink it. But that's being filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay, but now, amen, you're pouring my juice in the glass and the baby got your attention. You're still pouring the juice, but now the juice is flowing out. You haven't even noticed that you're at the brim of the glass, and now the juice is just flowing all out on the kitchen table, all out on the floor because you're still pouring. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the overflow. It's enough power for me. It's enough power for you. It's enough power to do the work that the Lord is calling us to. It's the power. The demons back up. Demons tremble. The lame walk. The blind see. Situations are turned around because of the power. Glory be to God. Supernatural sufficiency. Supernatural sufficiency. And God gets all the glory. And God gets all the praise. Hallelujah. The will of God for the glory of God. The will of God for the glory. Do you want it today? Do you want it today? It could be yours. God wants to heal you out of your lame situation and then empower you to go forward and help other people to be delivered out of theirs. Each one help one. Each one help one, beloved. That's what it's about. That's how we expand, amen, God's kingdom. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for the supernatural sufficiency. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you for how lives are changed when they have an encounter with Jesus. Lives are changed. That the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the power to live right. It's the power to walk right. It's the power to do right. It's the power to speak right. It's the power not to go back to what we were delivered from. It is that power, that sustaining power to wait on you. It's the power to move forward in faith when we don't understand. It is the power. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, may your power fall right now upon the listeners. Father God. May your power fall right now, Father God. Hallelujah. May somebody be baptized in the Holy Ghost. May somebody be possessed with the Holy Ghost. Even right now, Father God, regardless of what city, state, or continent they're in, may the power of the Holy Ghost did as on the day of Pentecost, Father God. Hallelujah. When the fire fell and lies was never the same. It was never, ever, ever the same. You can't be the same. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Maybe you would like to have a church service at your house. Amen. Well, we're going to start with the ministry. We're going to start with people in our circle and people that we know. Amen. As soon as the Lord released me, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, because he just dropped it down in my soul this morning. Amen. We're going to be moving from house to house. I don't know if we're going to do it on a Saturday or on a Sunday. We might have to do it Saturday and Sunday. Hallelujah. God got to give me a traveling partner because I ain't going to be traveling by myself. Hallelujah. And we're going to move and have church from house to house. And we're going to go wherever the Lord send us. Hallelujah. We say have your family and have your friends there being be ready to experience the impartation of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, amen, hallelujah, for those of you, amen, that's not a part of our fellowship, a circle, amen, and you'd like to become a part, let us know. Reach out to us. LifeWordJesus.org, send us an email or talk to us, and we'll come to your house. We'll even travel to get there. If the Lord give us permission, we'll come to your house. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just feel like you just need, amen, that anointing in your house. You just need the Holy Ghost in your house. You just need the apostle to show up in your house. But guess what? We say, this morning, I told the Lord, yes, we'll go. We'll go. If we got to fly, we'll go. If we got to catch a train, we'll go. If we got to catch a bus, we'll go. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the word from the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And to God be praised. Amen. Today, hallelujah, if you'd like to sow into the word of God as it has come forth on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life Word Jesus. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. The P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Or you can just go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. It is a secure website, and you can give right there. Hit the donate button. Amen. Send us out an email. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. Send us out an email that you was baptized with the Holy Ghost or you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Send us out an email that you want a church service in your home. Amen. Huh? Or in a community room or whatever. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. All right. That's it. Supernatural sufficiency, even in a time of recession. Even in a time of recession, beloved, God always takes care of his own. When we do what the Lord will have us to do, and God bless unity. This lame man experienced this miracle because, amen, the apostles were in unity. And the same way he experienced his miracle, we will experience our miracle. When we are in unity, first of all, with God the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And then when we are in unity with one another. Amen and amen. All right, there it is. There it is. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Your word will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you've sent it forth to do. Thank you. Thank you for the souls. Thank you for the baptism. Thank you, Father God, for downloading instructions that we are to prepare ourselves to begin having, amen, house-to-house meetings, until you move us into our building, and even maybe even after we move in the building. We don't know. We just say yes, one step at a time. Show us whose house we going to first, God. Show us, God, if it's going to be what day of the week. If it's going to be on a Saturday, a Sunday, whatever, God, whatever day you say, God. We belong to you. We belong to you. We know the transportation is going to already be there. Everything is going to be there. Everything we need, long as you there and your angels are there, we don't need nothing else. And we give you advance praise for the miracles coming forth. Salvation, baptism in the Holy Ghost, slaying out in the spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, demons cast out, Father God, the lame walking, the blind seeing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, every spirit. Father God, we realize this is what the warfare was about, to try to stop us from getting to this point that we didn't even see this coming, God. We didn't even see it coming, Father God. Hallelujah. People are trying to seclude because of COVID, and now you're preparing to send us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said we can tread on COVID. We can tell COVID to back the heck up. Jesus is in the house. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this service and seal this prayer. We seal this, Father. Hallelujah. By the blood, by the word, the blood and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church says, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And as we begin to make our house visits, we will come out with as little as two or three people. With as little as two or three people. Amen. Hallelujah. As the Lord leads us. Amen. As the Lord leads us. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Hallelujah. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. for our breakfast, early morning breakfast, amen, here on blogtalkradio.com. Blessings, amen, hallelujah, walk in the blessings, hallelujah, power, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, dunamis power. God bless you, love you, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, signing out, amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.